Tom, we've got a farm in Chelmsford, we've got a butcher shop, we cover about 500 acres, but once this, all the taxes that they're putting on us, it's just crippling. Everything's going up, they're not helping, inheritance tax, it's, you know, you've got to sell the land to pay the tax, so then there's nothing to farm, it's gone. So, can't, you know, the money's not there in the bank. This is what either some people or government are running away with. It's not in the bank, it's in the land. So to pay that, you've got to sell up. And then that's it, farms are gone.
So who's going to feed us?
Exactly that. They're trying to get food from all over the place now then. So then if anything happens, we're not secure because there's nothing here to get our food. So, tough.
Tom Lucas came 8 hours away, 8 hour drive in this thing. The sole reason I came here is to protest for this inheritance tax. It's absolutely awful. Labour do not know what they're doing. They need to change it quick. I mean, you've got all of these people out here, all these farmers, people who come on foot as well. It just shows that this is completely wrong and it needs to change.
Hello, I'm Andrew Davis. I'm from North Shropshire. Run a mixed family farm with my son. I'm here to protest about the possible inheritance tax, which would be very, very expensive for my son. It'd be nice if my son took over the farm from me, and I wouldn't want to burden him with a huge tax bill, which would be unsustainable as I understand it at the moment. So I'm doing it for the next generation, and he can't be here because he's working on the farm looking after our livestock. And yeah, didn't expect to have to come to London, and not sure whether this is going to help or not, but got to be here.
So if you farmers disappear, who's going to feed the population of the UK?
Well, food doesn't grow in factories and it doesn't grow in China, so people will go hungry, I'm guessing.
I'm Liz Webster, I'm the founder of Savage Farming and the organiser of today. And we're here to communicate our message to the public, to make them aware that our food is at risk, our countryside is at risk, because we've got a government, and really in Westminster itself, we don't really have a body of enough people to understand why we need farms and food. So that's what we're here for. And we need to have a change of tune on policy and approach to food and farming. We need a food plan. At the moment, there is no food plan apart from importing all our food. And if we import all our food through an American trade deal with Donald Trump, we will be in a very weak position if we have to keep bending the knee to Donald Trump. And they will be sending the worst of their food over here, which is full of chemicals that are banned here, that are bad for your health, full of carcinogens, terrible for animal welfare. It's not what British people want. It's not our values. The first thing that you can do is email your MP and communicate that you want them to change direction on this policy, particularly if you've got a Labour MP. That is the best thing that you can do. I can give you directions about what to buy, but that's very difficult when people are on a tight budget. What we want is British food, which is affordable for all. It's an actual disgrace. It's a national embarrassment that we have food banks and that people can't afford to eat. It's appalling. And if the government invests in British farming, then the country will have safe, affordable food for all. And that is what British farming wants to do.
So my name's Ed, I'm here with my daughter from Henley-on-Thames. We are grass farmers and we're here because we believe that the rules that they're looking to change at the moment are wrong. I think the government just haven't really thought about it in true format, that they've looked at short-term defensiveness of some people who have obviously said there's a taxation issue going on here. It's a quick win for a small group of people, whereas actually the long-term is hugely dramatic, and it's a minority of people that are actually affected, but it's a huge impact on those people.
But it's millions of people who will be affected if there's just imports of low value, of low standards.
Well, there will be, and there'll be different standards. Whether you'd say low, you don't know because where it's imported, but that food is going to have to travel a long way for a period of time. It's not going to be as fresh. It's going to have different pesticides used to make it last longer. and effectively you're trying to produce food that will be able to be transported prior to consumption. So it's never going to be as good as eating something that's fresher and from a table that was coming from a field only days beforehand.
So David Passmore, I'm a farmer from near Wallingford in Oxfordshire, farming cattle, sheep and arable crops.
Why are you here?
We're just trying to make our voice heard. Farming's under the cosh for a whole range of reasons, and the whole APR issue is a straw that's breaking the camel's back. Farming's been under pressure for a number of years, and yeah, it's an industry that's going to disappear. It's appalling that we should be self-sufficient in food and it's just drifting away year after year, and yeah, it's just trying to stand up for food production in this country. Good quality food production from family farms has been hammered by people from, for example, Westminster, Downing Street behind you now, and that's what we're here to try and make our voices heard against, you know, an urban government that doesn't give a hoot about what goes on the countryside. And farming's important. We eat every day, and the whole balance of payments things and importing food of lower standards is just, yeah, farming's really under the cosh, and it's an important industry, and if it's lost, the country will regret it.
Why do they want to bankrupt our farmers?
Who knows? It's just, they look at it as a cash cow. You know, there's farmers here on paper of a wealthy people, but they're not. They haven't got any cash, they can't pay these taxes, and it will, you know, who knows what the agenda is behind it about. You know, you've got people like Bill Gates buying up farm grants, solar farms, and you know, it's there for growing food, animals, crops, and it's just getting, it's appalling how as a wealthy nation we're just relying on other people to feed us, and if we buy our food from elsewhere around the world, it's the poor in countries like Africa who will suffer, because we're a wealthy nation. We can buy wheat from Russia or Ukraine, and the African countries are the ones who will suffer because we've got more money than them. So it's just bad policy all the way. Food inflation will go up, the poor will suffer from that, the poor of the world and the poor of this country will be the people who suffer. And it's just dreadful policy, it's just bad politics.
I'm all the way from Oxford, so took a fair bit of time to get here. We're just here today to sort of support these farmers and ourselves, because it's our livelihoods at risk, and people like my uncle have been working all their lives to build up their business, and taxes like this and things like that is just going to destroy it completely, and all the things that he's worked for has just gone out the window. It's just unbelievable what their ideas are. They don't know what it's like from a farmer's perspective, which is what the problem is really. They don't see it from a countryside perspective. And you know, Keir Starmer with his lie, and he was saying, oh, the farmer losing a farm's not like any other business, and it seems like he just doesn't seem to care about that, and he's forgotten what he's completely said. So I think it's really important that we come here and support the farmers and help everyone
people
out.
Just need to be buying British products, you know. Even if you're going into supermarkets and it says, you know, British produce or something on the back of the label, you need to be making sure you're buying that, or, you know, even just going into your local farm shop, buying a few fruit and veg or whatever, and, you know, you can help farmers where you can so they can support their families and support themselves for the business that they've grown over time. So we just need to help everyone as best we can and try not to buy imported food when we can.
So Tom Gore, I'm a farmer from Rochester in Kent, fifth generation farming 1600 hectares, a mixture of owned, rented and contract farmed land. We're a tree mix farm, cattle, light industrial but mainly arable, and we're here against the government's proposed APR, BPR, and all the other aspects of their budget that they put in, sort of fertiliser tax, national insurance increase, all that sort of thing. I'm here to sort of rally up a bit of support against their proposed changes. More than likely we get more and more foreign imports. I think this country's about 65% self-sufficient at the moment. Food security is national security. Without the farmers, the land will be sort of taken up by multinationals, potentially like solar schemes, taken up by foreign investment companies, and we'll find a lot of imported food, that sort of thing. We only really need to go back to sort of COVID times and Ukraine war, where we saw sort of panic buying, supermarket shelves empty. You'd have thought the government would have sort of woken up and smelt coffee really when that happened, but obviously not.
Hi there, so Rick Davies, fifth generation farmer, North Bucks, mostly arable, Got a few sheep, growing milling wheat, pulsing barley and beans.
Why are you here?
I'm here because I want to show my support against this Labour government, who are out of their depth and fundamentally they've got their own agenda, and sadly we don't fit that bill. I think carbon tax, and to be the first country in the G7, in my opinion, to be net zero. I think that's their main focus.
But you are net zero, because you're not actually doing any more than if the cows graze, then they fart and they poo, and it just is a cycle.
We are deemed to be a dirty industry, and sadly, they would rather import their food and offset carbon from importing it rather than growing it ourselves.
So what are we going to eat?
We will eat imported food that is grown under less stringent measures. There'll be all sorts of unregulated pesticides that are banned in this country, to pretty low welfare standards, in my opinion. But if that's what they want cheap food. They'll have to import
high protein
insects have been talked about. They'd like us to eat less meat, less bread meat, which has been high on the agenda for quite some time. Soy-based products has been fairly well promoted, but again, soy-based has largely come out of South America, which again has got its own issues with deforestation in the Amazon. It's really sad, the whole thing, I'm totally honest. And as much as I'd love it to be, we can actually make a real difference here, I sadly think until this government is dissolved, we're not going to see any real traction. They've made their mind up. But we've still got to support ourselves, still got to try and come here, still got to try and push our corner. And I'm so pleased to see 1,900 tractors here today. It's incredible. And the support is phenomenal. And we are a really strong industry. We're together, and we will promote ourselves, we'll push ourselves, we'll, as we always do, adjust, adopt and make do with what we've got. And as Labour said themselves, we'll have to do more with less again.
What should consumers do to help you?
I think if they could buy British, buy local, make sure they look out for the red tractor label, and look for produce with high welfare standards. It's really difficult sometimes with packaging, because sometimes it can be packaged in the EU but labelled under a British flag, so you've got to really look out for that. But if they could try and support us any which way, that'd be really much appreciated.
My name's Roger Denton. We farm dairy, beef, arable, and we're contracting. We've done what everybody said to diversify, to try and improve the business and keep it sustainable, and it's still not working great. But we've come here today because Starmer lies. He has told so many lies over the years. He said he wouldn't touch inheritance tax, and here he is giving us the inheritance tax. The farm of our size isn't sustainable to pay inheritance tax. My father's in his 90s. He still owns everything, and he's not prepared to give it away because he's worked all his life. He thinks he's going to take it with him, but he can't. But at the end of the day, he was always led to believe if he died as a working farmer, no inheritance tax, no nothing. Now that's been changed so quickly overnight. So we've all come here to London today to try and explain to the government they've got it wrong. Everyone has said they've got it wrong, but for Starmer to say 2 years ago at the Oxford Farming Conference that he would not touch inheritance tax if he got in, he's lied. He said there would not be a third runway at Heathrow over his dead body. He's lied. He said he would help the Wasabi women if they were in power. Labour's in power. Oh no, sod you. They're not going to help you. So they lie. They have to change and listen. So we've all come here to London to try and explain to them how passionate all the farmers feel about everything. And to whip the carpet out from under us is ridiculous.
So if you can't afford to pay the tax along with all the other farmers here, who is going to feed us?
Good question. So we have neighbours next to us who own 9,000-10,000 acres, and they are massive farmers. They're like a, factory. But they won't get hit by the inheritance tax because they're smarter than Rachel Reeves, because they have already got all their land offshore. So therefore it won't happen. They're already in a company, so they've protected themselves. The smaller, genuine farmer doesn't have the way of doing that. We just stay at home and work normally. So who is going to feed us? If we have to ultimately sell a massive chunk of the farm off, it won't become sustainable. And in actual fact, we will then think, let's sit back and let's think, I've worked all our lives, we've never really had a lot of time off or holidays, so we're now going to have to actually part with a massive chunk. And the thinking would be, well, do you know what, let's pack up, call it a day, go to the Bahamas, take all the money offshore, assault the English and not pay the tax. So who's going to come over and take our farm on? Chances are that neighbour with 10,000 acres will swallow it up, and it won't make any difference to them. Whether they want to carry on farming or plant it to flowers, who knows? But that's what will happen.
Mm-hmm. You haven't said who's going to feed us.
Well, who's going to feed you? This government doesn't care who feeds you, because all they're going to do is they're going to import the food. And yet the whole thing is about, oh, carbon footprint, carbon this, carbon the other. Yet the biggest con, who measures the carbon footprint of the aeroplanes? Oh, we can't do that. All the tractors, everything, all the footprint. People want to buy local produced food. All the supermarkets are trying to get miles on the produce. Well, if there aren't the local farmers, that's not going to happen. And most of the big farmers, they are just arable. There are very, very few that actually have animals to produce food. Even the vegetarian might want to one day not just buy the lettuce.
So my name's Ivan Tivy. I farm in Leicestershire. I farm 400 acres, 300 I own myself, 100 I rent. I'm a family farm. I'm third generation farmer on the same farm. I came here because if we don't stop this inheritance tax, there will be no farmers available for farming for generations, because once it's stopped, there is no one to teach the children how to farm. And once we've stopped farming, they will stop farming, and it will carry on for a very, very long time. You can't get it back. We know our ground, and we know how to produce on our ground. You can't start from scratch on a piece of ground that you don't know. It takes years and years and years to learn your ground, and we teach that to our children.
So when you go, what are we going to eat?
I don't know. I mean, I produce meat, and it's high quality meat, and it goes to my local butcher. I don't sell to the supermarkets, because I think it's better sold to a local butcher, and local people buy local food.